with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Supreme Court is clearing the way for federal agents to conduct sweeping immigration operations in Los Angeles.
It's the latest victory for President Trump's administration at the high court. The justices lifted a restraining order from a judge who said roving patrols were conducting indiscriminate arrests in L.A. The order had barred agents from stopping people solely based on their race, language, job, or location. The plaintiffs included U.S. citizens swept up in the immigration stops. The administration argued the order wrongly restricted agents carrying out its crackdown on illegal immigration. John Scott reporting.
The Trump administration's Religious Liberty Commission held its second hearing in Washington today. Its focus is religious liberty issues in public education. President Trump affirms his strong support for issues protecting religious liberty.
Under the Trump administration, we're defending our rights and restoring our identity as a nation under God. We are one nation under God, and we always will be.
The gathering was held at the Museum of the Bible. A deadly shooting in Israel where six people were killed.
The shooting took place at a major intersection at the northern entrance to Jerusalem. That entrance is located on a road that leads to Jewish settlements located in East Jerusalem. Footage of the attack showed dozens of people fleeing from a bus stop at the busy intersection during the morning rush hour. First responders say the area was chaotic and covered in broken glass, with people wounded and lying unconscious.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. A good day on Wall Street with the Dow up by 114 points, the NASDAQ rising by 98, with the S&P 500 advancing by 13. This is SRN News. Christian ministries are rushing aid to Afghanistan.
Thousands are dead in the wake of an earthquake, and World Relief is leading the effort to help the country get back on its feet. CEO Myles Green says, quote, "We're also committed to responding boldly in partnership with local churches to provide food, shelter, and other humanitarian support to as many survivors as possible." The quake measured 6.0 on the Richter scale and was centered east of Kabul. There have been multiple aftershocks. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
As disputes rage on religion's place in public schools, the Ten Commandments have become a focal point. At least a dozen states have considered proposals that would require classrooms to post the Decalogue, and three adopted measures mandating their display in 2024-25, Louisiana, Arkansas, and Texas. All three laws have been at least partially blocked by the federal courts. This is SRN News. A new Gallup poll finds Democrats view socialism more positively than they did in the past, while their views of capitalism are more negative. Correspondent Bernie Bennett reports.
66% of Democrats now have a positive image of socialism compared to only 42% who view capitalism favorably. This marks a shift over the past 15 years, with socialism rising as capitalism falls. Some Democratic politicians worry that embracing socialism might alienate moderates, while others see it as a way to address issues like the cost of living. Meanwhile, views on capitalism and big business have soured, especially among Democrats and independents. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Independent Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders has helped rebrand socialism, inspiring a movement that includes figures like Zohran Mamdani and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.